As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larvey, with Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Oh, it's you.
I've had more ecstatic welcomes.
I was just surprised. I thought we were having a day off. Come in.
Have you taken to answering the door with a knife in your hand?
No, I was just getting a stain out of my new suit.
With that?
Yeah, well, it was the stubborn sort. Can I get you anything? Some cornflakes?
What makes you think I'd like cornflakes?
Well, I've just had some.
Oh, well. Where's the stain?
There.
That's a hole.
It was a stain.
Well, it's a hole now.
I know it's a hole. I went at it a bit too hard, I suppose.
Well, it's a bit late to take it back now. What do you mean you thought we were having a day off?
Well, not seeing each other today.
You make it sound like a public holiday.
It's just an expression.
A relief of some sort.
Well, if this is your mood for today, it would have been.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, I am a bit edgy. I want to ask you something.
Oh, I see. Are you sure you wouldn't like something?
Well, what would you suggest this time? Porridge?
A cup of tea? A cup of coffee?
No, thanks. Oh. Your flat has quite a nice view if you crane your neck round.
What did you want to ask?
Well, yesterday, when we were flying back from Paris, you talked about us living together.
I didn't talk about it. I suggested it. Wouldn't you like to sit down?
No, thanks.
You've changed your mind?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to make sure that you hadn't. I mean, you had had a few.
I didn't make a serious suggestion like that in a drunken stupor.
Well, nobody said anything about a drunken stupor. You couldn't talk like that at all if you were in a stupor.
Oh, stop splitting hairs.
Well, you stop exaggerating.
And would you come and sit down, please? Good. I know what you're driving at.
Oh?
You're afraid it was the drink talking. Well, it wasn't. I suggested it was a good idea. I still think it's a good idea. Now, if you, on the other hand, are looking for some excuse...
No, I'm not. I think it's a good idea, too.
Right. I think I'll have a custard tart.
Is that the equivalent of splitting a bottle of champagne?
Well, it's a bit early for champagne. Oh, would you like a custard tart?
On the whole, no.
It will seem strange, you living here.
What?
I said, it'll seem strange.
Well, of course it will.
You won't miss things, will you?
What's there to miss? Being alone too much? Or finding yourself saying good night to the weatherman?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Well, not to Michael Fish.
No, not Michael Fish.
You can miss sing things, though.
Yes, but look at it this way. You couldn't move everything into one place. There wouldn't be room to move. Sentimental things, they're what really counts.
You're quite right, of course.
Oh, now you're looking sad.
No, I was just thinking of the things that won't fit in.
Well, just think, if you hadn't been posted to Korea...
We wouldn't have been having this conversation.
No, I know that, but supposing we'd moved in together then?
Well, wouldn't have been very practical, would it? I was in barracks and you lived in the nurse's home.
Well, a bit later then. What would we have had?
Very little.
Yes, exactly. Just a few sticks of furniture and each other.
A bed?
Yes, well, of course a bed. But the important bit would have been each other. Look, I know it sounds silly, but it still is.
Doesn't sound silly at all. I felt quite a warm glow then.
Good.
So, what about it?
What about what?
Well, we've done the where. We should discuss the when.
Yes, we should. Well, it's not a good time to sell property.
Oh, it never is. That could take months. Years and years. And what we don't have.
Well, that's a depressing thing to say.
No. What I mean is that we've made the decision. Now, don't let's get bogged down with all the details. Let's just do it.
Yes, let's. When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Apart from anything else, if we hang about, we could get cold feet.
You could?
We could. Tomorrow. Noon.
You make it sound like a Western. Right, you're on. Well, I must get going. Such a lot to do.
You'll tell Judith.
Well, I'm not going to spring it on her.
I wonder what she'll say.
Well, come with me and tell her if you want to.
No. No, you're right. There are a lot of things to do. Jams to sort out.
Did you say jams?
Yes. I mean, you like jam and I like jam, but the chances are that if we put all our half-empty jams together, we'll have too much. Somewhere it could go mouldy. Yes.
Do you know, that never would have occurred to me.
Well, I only just thought of it myself.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be all right.
Yes, of course we will. Don't think too much about the jams. Morning, Goss.
Morning, Sandy.
Just to let you know, I'm not going to be in for the rest of the day.
Did you come in just to tell me that?
No, I want a word with Judith.
Well, why didn't you do that at breakfast? I mean, you do live together.
I didn't know then.
Oh. Hmm. Are you going to tell me any more?
Lionel and I are going to live together.
And about time, too, some would say. Well, I would.
You don't think we're too old?
You're not old.
Well, we're not young.
Middle-aged.
It's like a rubber band, middle-age. A comparatively graceful expression until you get to about 50. Then you start pushing the rubber band and pushing it, and one day it snaps and you're old.
Look, there's nothing wrong with late middle-age.
Oh, that's just an invented term, isn't it? It's like early youth.
Don't be such a pessimist.
Then you don't think it's silly, what we're doing?
No.
Then why are you smiling?
It's your face.
Oh, Sandy.
No, I mean, you look so young.
Oh, yes.
I mean, here you are, a woman of...
Mature years.
Mature years. And you look like a young girl who's about to move in with her first boyfriend.
Well, he was my first boyfriend. Not that I ever lived with him, of course. I've only lived with one man all my life, and I was married to him. Quaint, aren't I?
I think you're a bit scared.
Well, all this wisdom coming with age, I dear, it's a load of rubbish. I get sillier. Look, I must tell Judith.
She's in your office.
Right.
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Davison.
Yes, it's 10:30. We'll be fine.
No, it's no trouble at all to come to you.
I shall look forward to seeing you too. Bye.
Friend of yours?
Mr. Davidson, the phantom groper of Greek Street.
Dirty Dudley Davidson? Why are you meeting him?
Self-sacrifice. He's offering us work.
Well, be careful with what else he's offering.
I must go.
Yes, well, before you go, Judy, I want to tell you something.
Tell me later.
No. I want to say it now.
Well, go on then.
Lionel and I are going to live together.
Oh, right.
On a permanent basis.
Right. I'll see you, Mum.
Oh.
See you later, Sandy.
Yes, okay, Judith.
Could you sign these before you go?
I told her.
She said, oh, right.
Good.
That's all she said.
Fine.
What does it mean?
Well, I think it means, oh, right.
You make it all sound very simple. Where are you going?
To get you a cab. The sooner you're out of here, the better.
Well, those two can go, and so can that. End of an innings by Dennis Compton. Well, I'm certainly not going to let you go, Dennis.
Hi, Lai.
Hello, Alistair. Come in.
Can't stop. I'm on my way to have lunch in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
Great eels in Amsterdam.
Reason enough.
Absolutely. Which is a left-field sort of way of saying that I've got some good news about your book.
Have we sold another copy?
Show some faith, Lai. You are being published in Holland.
Hence the eels.
Right. Think of it as a sort of beachhead. Soon we could be marching into Belgium, Scandinavia, Germany.
Well, thanks anyway, Alistair.
My pleasure completely. Having a clear-out?
No. I'm making some space, more accurately. Jean's moving in tomorrow.
Hey, hey.
Yes, hey, hey.
Well, well.
Look, could we dispense with all that, please?
Sorry. She's moving in here.
Yes. Why the tone of voice?
Well, I just thought that you'd be moving in with her. I mean, that is a really nice dad.
What's wrong with this, then?
Nothing. It's Spartan. It's a bit, Spartan.
Well, I'm not a frilly sort of person.
I'm not talking frilly, Lai. I'm talking homey.
Haven't you got a plane to catch?
No offence intended, mate. It could just do with softening up a bit.
I don't think Jean wants to move into a tart's boudoir.
Did I say that, did I?
I'll buy some cushions or something.
Look, I've got a mate in interior design. He's Hungarian. Give him a couple of days and you wouldn't recognise the place.
Call me old-fashioned.
Have I ever?
Yes, but I want to recognise the place. If it was as big a dump as you seem to imply, then Jean wouldn't be moving in, would she?
Game, set and match, mate.
Hmm.
And I never said it was a dump. Anyway, she'll make a difference. She'll soften it up.
Will she?
Women do.
My wife didn't. In Kenya, I mean.
Well, most women. Anyway, I could not be more knocked out of your news. I mean, you and Jean are a dream team.
A dream team?
Well, a team. An item. You should have a bash.
A what?
A bash. A party.
Hey, here we are,
party.
I think Jean and I should have a private let's see if we can live together without driving each other mad party first.
You're a cautious guy, Lai.
Don't let your eels get cold.
Right. Are you sure you wouldn't like Zoltan to give you a ring?
Zoltan?
My Hungarian.
Thanks all the same. Goodbye, Alistair.
Cheers, Lai.
These two can go, and so can that. Did I really wear boots like that?
Huh. Hi, Mom.
I'm up here.
What are you doing?
I'm making some wardrobe space for Lionel.
Oh, right.
You said it again.
Did I? Oh, you're not throwing this out, are
you? Yes, I am. I must have been very drunk or very conceited when I bought that.
Then I'll have it. I mean, this is back.
Where from? The dead?
Oh, you're not throwing this miniskirt out.
Well, I'm certainly not going to wear it.
It's so tiny.
Yes. I only kept it all these years for sentimental reasons. It was your father's favourite.
Oh, you hussy.
Did make my legs ache.
Why?
I couldn't sit down.
I bet everything in here tells a story.
Yes, but before we get down memory lane, Judy, I want to talk to you.
Well, go on, then.
Well, this O'Wright business.
What about it?
Well, that's all you said when I told you Lionel and I were going to live together. Oh, right, you said. I've been worrying about it.
What on earth for?
Well, because it's the kind of thing you say when I tell you there are pork chops for dinner.
No, it isn't. I don't like pork chops.
Well, lamb chops, then. It's not an expression which actually conveys an opinion.
Yes, it does. It means fine. It means I'm pleased. I'm glad.
Oh. Are you really?
Of course I am. Mum, it's been a long time since you had anything in your life except work.
Well, I've had you.
Oh, yes. 35 years old, 2 divorces and still not a clue. Anyway, now things are looking up. You're going to live in sin.
Well, you'll have to stop wandering around the house with no clothes on.
Is that all that's worrying
you? No, of course not, but things are likely to change with Lionel here.
Now, that's a bit like stating the obvious, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't want you to feel, well, put out.
Well, I shan't, unless you kick me out on the streets. Do you fancy a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, that'll be it. That'll be what? What? That'll be what?
Miss Pargeter, sir?
No. It's Pargeter, not Pargeter, sir.
Oh, sorry, love. Got your delivery here for you. I'll have to get this off the van first. Could you hold this for me, miss?
Yes, of course.
A moose's head. I'm not having that in the house.
It's all right, Mum. This isn't it.
Here we are, miss.
That is it.
A chair? Why?
Well, for Lionel. Could you bring it in, please?
Oh, all right. Well, will you keep an eye on the moose's head for me?
Yes, of course. Hold it, will you, Mum?
What, me?
Well, you know what people are like, miss.
Oh, Judy.
It's all right, Mum. You don't have to talk to it.
What are people going to think?
Well, tell them you didn't shoot it. It died of old age.
Oh, I felt an utter fool out there.
It's nice, isn't it? The chair. It's for Lionel.
Yes, you said that. Why?
Well, he's not bringing any furniture with him, is he?
God, I hope not.
Well, I brought him this. It's to sit on.
Well, yes, I know what it's for. I still don't understand why.
Because of us. Because everything here is sort of feminine.
Oh, well, perhaps you should have bought the moose's head as well.
I just want him to feel at home.
Well, I'll buy a few military prints and a gun rack. You have a soft heart.
Just think. This time tomorrow, Lionel will be sitting in this.
Yes. He'll feel a bit odd with it stuck in the middle there, won't he?
Well, you'll have to rearrange it. I've got to go to the office.
Anyone at home?
Only the office drudge, having her lunch. Like a crisp.
No, thanks. If you ever decided to come and work for me, we could change all that.
Could we really?
Would I lie? I see you as a personal assistant. A very personal assistant.
That isn't why you're here.
No, I've come to ask Judy to lunch.
Then why are you chatting me up?
Force of habit, I suppose. I'm very serious about the job, though. Should you ever decide to move on?
She should be back soon.
Mind if I park?
Help yourself. Do you mind if I get on with my crisps?
Feel free. I love the way you eat.
Oh, it's nothing. I picked it up when I was a baby. Ah.
If I have to listen to one more taxi driver's... Oh, hello, Alistair.
Hi. I've come to take you to lunch.
Well, aren't I the lucky little thing?
Do I catch a whiff of asperity?
There was some talk of us going out to dinner last night.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I got stuck in Amsterdam, you know.
Well, just give me a minute.
It's like taking sweets from a baby.
Yes, all right, Sandy.
So how's the lovely Jean?
Spoken for.
Now, give me a break. It was a serious inquiry. This is a big day for her.
And Lionel.
Both of them, then.
Bye, you two. I'm going out for a breath of fresh air.
Mum was twitching about all over the place when I left this morning.
What time's she going?
Going where?
Round to Lionel's.
Oh, she wasn't. She can't, because Lionel is moving in with us today.
Well, that's strange, because I was chatting to old Lye yesterday, and he said that Jean was moving in with him.
No, you must have got that wrong.
Oh, I don't think so.
But that's absurd. They can't each think that... Can they?
Bang goes lunch.
And with the time just coming up to 1:30, we go over to the newsroom for the lunchtime headlines.
I can't wait any longer. If Lionel can do without me, I can do without him.
Look, why are we going to see Lionel and not Jean?
Because it's a total mix-up and he's obviously responsible.
Well, why not Jean?
Because she isn't.
Well, and that's the sum total of your argument, is it?
She's my mother.
Oh, well. Yes, well, that's that, then. Ah, here we are.
You find somewhere to park. I'll go on up.
No, this is fine.
You're on a yellow line.
No probs. This should help.
A doctor on call sign. Oh, Alistair. Try once more.
No answer.
Perhaps he's lost his nerve. Perhaps he's done a bunk.
Great white hunters do not do bunks.
You're starting to believe your own publicity. He planted coffee.
Well, he wouldn't run away. Look, let's try Jean's. Maybe he's there.
Now, there's a bad omen. Look at that traffic warden by your car. Things aren't going right even for you.
Now, look here.
We're not total fools, Doctor.
Damn.
Good afternoon, type for you. No, I'm afraid Miss Paget is not here at the moment. Well, I'm her secretary. Can I help? I see. Yes. Oh, look, hold on a minute. Miss Paget has just walked in. It's for you. It's for police. They want to talk to you.
That's not funny, Sandy.
I'm not being funny. They want you to vouch for a Mr. Lionel Hardcastle. He was found acting in a suspicious manner outside your house.
Hello, Jean Paget is speaking.
Who?
Lionel who? No, I'm sorry, I've never heard of him.
That was mean.
Mean? Me? I hope he gets life.
Now, hold on a minute. You don't know all the facts. Lionel thought you were moving in with him.
Oh, don't be absurd.
I'm not. Judith just rang me. He was expecting you.
Then he's unhinged.
You were expecting him.
That's what we agreed.
Well, somebody's got it wrong.
Yes, somebody has.
Look, we can't leave him in prison.
He's not in prison.
Well, it's a police station, then.
Well, I'm tempted.
I know you're tempted, but you can't. Look, whatever was going wrong, at least Lionel was doing something to sort it out. He did go round to look for you.
Well, I went round to look for him on the way here.
He wouldn't have known.
Well, why was he acting suspiciously? Was he going to throw a brick through the window?
It's not likely, is it?
And where's Judy?
With Alistair, looking for both of you.
It's a complete shambles.
Yes, it is, isn't it? You coming back here wasn't very logical.
No, I just thought I'm going back to work. I'll go back to work where it's all safe and sane.
Then you walk in and I'm on the phone talking to the police.
Well, I'd better go round there, I suppose.
Well, phone them up.
No, after what I've said, I'd better go round. I'll have to convince them I'm not stark raving mad before they'll listen to me.
Denied any knowledge of me, they said.
Well, I was angry.
Well, I wasn't in the best of moods myself.
Well, it was your fault. You always go around peering in people's windows to see if they're in.
Yes, always. In fact, I usually carry a stepladder with me as well. Look, we can't talk here.
I don't want to talk anywhere. Taxi?
Where are you going?
Alaska.
Well, I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Driver, are you going to do anything about this?
Not unless you damage the cab. I never interfere in domestics.
I'm in now,
oh,
anyway.
Lionel?
I assume I don't take Alaska literally.
Ow! You could have injured me.
I didn't know you were still following me. I could have you for forcing your way into my house.
Go ahead. They know me at the station.
How could you possibly ask me to believe that I agreed to come and live with you?
Let's start again.
I don't think I have the strength. Yes, all right, let's.
I said, let's live together, and you said yes.
Yes, yes.
Then you said when, and I said tomorrow, and you said, you made a joke.
Yes, about it sounding like a whistle.
Because I said noon. And then you said yes, and that was that.
But you never actually said, let us be absolutely clear about this. I'm talking about you coming to live with me, not the other way round.
Well, of course I didn't. Sounds more like a legal document than something anyone actually says. I do remember asking you if it would feel strange for you.
I thought strange pertained to me having you in my house.
And I talked about missing things.
Yes, I thought you meant your things.
Well, I don't know. It all seemed very obvious to me.
Well, yes, it was to me too. Just a different idea of obvious.
Obviously. Well, that's that cleared up. We'll just reset the date.
Yes.
And you move in.
No.
No?
I don't want to.
Oh, look, if this is some childish reaction to my behaviour in the taxi...
No, it isn't. I do want us to live together, but I just want you to move in here.
I think I'd like a drink.
You don't want to, do you?
No, I don't. May I?
Yes, help yourself.
It's the wrong way round, you see. I feel like a kept man.
Well, no one said anything about keeping you.
Well, it's how I'd feel.
Well, you couldn't afford to keep me.
I'm aware of that. In any case, Judith lives here.
Oh, now, for God's sake, she's not a child.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, what's that meant to mean?
Well, it would be like living with two women.
Of course it wouldn't be like it. I mean, that's unless you're taking living with in a more sinister way.
Other people might. Anyway, she might resent me.
She bought that chair you're sitting in.
Oh. Well, is that relevant?
Well, she bought it for you.
Oh. Well, I can't explain it. It just wouldn't feel right.
All right, you don't have to go on about it. Oh, look, she left a note. She and Alistair, we give up. We couldn't find anybody.
Well, I've given my reasons. What about yours?
Well, this is my home. Your flat's just a place you live in. I mean, I brought Judith up here. I like it, and you always stay here. Why would it be so terrible to live in?
It wouldn't be. I like it, too.
And what's the problem?
It's yours.
Oh. You've retired behind the old male bastions, haven't you?
And you've retired behind other such things as female bastions.
Well, I don't see why not. Anyway, it seems we've both retired.
Leaving some space in between.
Is that a threat?
No. It's a fact. Well, it's been an eventful day. I think I'll go back to my flat, which isn't apparently a home, and have some beans on toast.
I shall have a bath.
Right.
Well, see you soon, then.
Yes. Perhaps we should have a few days off.
Oh. We're back to that again, aren't we?
Well, we don't seem to get past it, do we?
Oh,
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Bretherton, Sandy by Jenny Funnell, and other parts by Simon Greenhall. The producer was Martin Fisher. As time goes by.